Its primary weapon is a pair of meter-long horns mounted on its skull. These horns make those of modern creatures look lightweight. A rhino's horn is made of hair, an elephant tusk of ivory. But Triceratops' horn is constructed of solid bone growing directly out of the skull. Their horns, 30 centimeters wide at the base, are able to withstand up to 16 tons of force, strong enough to rip through the body of a car.
It is going to come at you, and it can move left, and it can move right, and can swing those brow horns and the nose horn at you in a great sphere of aggression. A single blow from those horns could kill you.
There's a reason Triceratops became the most successful plant eater of the Cretaceous, and why a predator thinks twice before attacking.
The irony for hunting is that the hunter is often more worried about their own welfare. They're actually concerned about injuring themselves in that process.
Any predator puts its life at risk every time it hunts. Even things like T-Rex.
A carnivore trying to bring down a defender like this relies on a stealth approach, a surprise attack, and nerves of steel.
One could imagine that the conflict between Tyrannosaurus and Triceratops may have been one of the greatest combats that nature has ever had. Here we have one of the greatest predators nature has ever produced and one of the greatest defenders nature has ever produced, sparring off with some truly awesome weaponry. There's nothing like that in the world today.